listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
Hello and welcome. This is the Triple M Breakfast Show podcast. My name's Matt Collins. Great to be hanging out with you. And this is our weekly chat with Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith. That's right, our police inspector friend joins us on the show, pops into the Triple M studio each and every Tuesday morning to share with us some of the more colourful and interesting stories from the local boys and girls in blue, and this week was no exception. A 35-year-old Narendra man arrested after a police pursuit, some of the unusual requests our local police officers get, and a 20-year-old Griffith man whose actions on a push bike caused the police to stop and speak with him. After that conversation, he was arrested. Find out what happened with this week's edition of our segment with Police Inspector Glenn Smith. Rock and roll to me. Bow, bow, bow. Piano Man. Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins with you. Good morning. It is 11 past 7. The Brekkie Show, all thanks to our mates at Dom's Motors, of course. Dom's Motors Subaru is home of the legendary Subaru WRX. Head over to the website domsmotors.com.au for more info. Speaking of legendary, that's a big one, but I'll give it to him. Police Inspector Glenn Smith, good morning to you, sir.
G'day, Matt. G'day, g'day listeners. You're too kind.
Legend in your own lunchbox, aren't you?
Not even that, I'd say. Not even that. Although I do have a big lunchbox.
Great to get your boy in last week, Constable Jack, doing great things.
Yeah, you got a kick out of it, and as did my parents, his grandparents, when they listened to the playback.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is he the favourite? The grandkids are always more
He's
popular
than
he's higher than you.
He's way higher than
me. He ranks higher.
Yeah, definitely. They all do. All the grandkids do.
So. Don't worry about the police rankings.
Nah.
It's the grandparent rankings.
Yeah, and I'm down there.
He's the real inspector in the family.
Pretty much. Superintendent.
Superintendent. All right, let's get straight into these stories because I've, look, I didn't steal your thunder, Inspector. I would never do such a thing. But I did mention the headline in this first one. And it's all alleged at this stage, of course, but this 20-year-old Griffith man, look, he could have just kept his nose clean, but he decided to ruffle the feathers of some of our local police officers. Tell us a bit more.
He did. It's actually one of our police officers who I've mentioned before, Tara Munro, who's one of our finest. So just after midnight last Wednesday, the 28th of February, police received a call re an armed robbery at the Griffith Petrol Station on Banner Avenue. Police were out patrolling at the time on Banner Avenue, as it happened. As the radio message was broadcast over the radio, they were driving towards the service station and sighted a 20-year-old man riding a pushbike away from the service station. And then this man attracted their attention because he appeared to flip them the bird, as they say. So police stopped and spoke with him, and he was subsequently arrested, and they found a knife on him. And he was arrested and taken back to the police station where he was charged with robbery, armed robbery and with an offensive weapon and malicious damage.
Inspector, look, I respect you wholeheartedly, but we made a whole segment yesterday on Griffith Mayor Doug Carr, and he's probably listening. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor. We made a whole segment on him struggling, getting tongue-tied on one word. So let's not do that to you as well.
Well, lucky for you, Matt, we don't have the word the car brand Mitsubishi in this segment, so you should be right.
Touche. Let's get back to this gentleman, 20-year-old Griffith man. The cops were just going past, get going about their day. He then flips the bird.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, and allegedly gives the police the finger. Inspector, why? What is the point of doing such a thing, I wonder?
Well, maybe give him the benefit of the doubt. He might have been waving to the police.
There you go.
You never know. It was late at night, you know. I'm just trying to think if Senior Constable Munro wears glasses. No, she doesn't. So, yeah.
All right. What's the latest with him? He's been arrested.
He's
been charged
and he's received an invitation to attend court probably later this month.
All right, let's talk Narendra now. 34-year-old Narendra man has been arrested.
Yeah, so about 10:05 a.m. on Thursday, the 29th of February, police sighted the stolen vehicle towing a stolen box trailer driving east on Lama Street at Narendra. A pursuit was initiated, however, later terminated after a short time due to safety concerns. The vehicle was last seen travelling west on the irrigation way towards Leeton. At about 11:45 a.m. that day, police were patrolling Murrungle Hill when the vehicle was located at a property on Murrungle Hill Road. Police located a 35-year-old man in a nearby shed, and he was placed under arrest after a short struggle. The man was conveyed back to Leeton Police Station before being conveyed to Leeton Hospital for medical treatment. And once cleared, he was taken to Griffith Police Station, entered into custody. And the man was identified as committing several break and enters in the Lockhart area shortly prior to the pursuit. The man was later charged with two times steel motor vehicle, police pursuit and drive motor vehicle during disqualification period, two break enter and steals, a break and enter with intent to commit serious indictable offence, and two steel motor vehicle and breach of bail. And there's probably still some more charges to come.
It sounds like it. Can I ask a question in regard to this story? You said a pursuit was initiated, however, terminated a short time later due to safety concerns. Obviously, that happens on occasion.
It does.
What would warrant police from pulling out of that pursuit?
It could be the manner of driving, the speed in the area, like it's in a built-up area. It could be that there's a number of pedestrians around. Obviously, you know, safety of the community is paramount, so the officers make that assessment at the time.
Okay, and how can police still keep an eye on the alleged offender?
Just other cars circulating, or if you're up in the Sydney metro area, they might get Polair up, but out here we don't have that luxury, so...
Yeah, well, you've got a helicopter in the sky. There's no getting away, is there?
No, we don't have that luxury, so we've got to use other methods.
We've just got good cops. Inspector.
Very good cops.
That is for sure. Cops that sometimes are invited to out to jobs that maybe they didn't get any training for at the police college. And you've got a great story about poker machines.
Yeah. So the other night when I was in the station, I heard one of the constables get a call, and it was from a patron of one of the local licensed premises. And they wanted police to attend because the poker machine had swallowed their credit card. The caller had to be told several times, dare I say it, numerous times, that this was not a police matter and they would be better off speaking to the manager of that licensed premises.
I didn't know you could access poker machines with a credit card. That sounds very dangerous to me.
Yeah, I don't play them. I couldn't tell you.
Well, as you're suggesting, police aren't to know about said things.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm not a gambler. I already pay enough tax to the government, so I don't gamble to pay any more.
All right. And you're still getting lots of calls for something else we spoke about recently.
Yeah, brown snakes. They're turning up everywhere. One of our chief inspectors, John Wadsworth, he found one in his pool skimmer box. Which I bet was a nice surprise when he pulled the lid off.
No doubt. So. Well, look, of all the skills and qualifications and experience the local boys and girls in blue have, I mean, snake catcher could be the latest one.
No. Wouldn't be mine.
No, that's for sure.
I'll leave that one to the experts.
We need more snake catchers in our region because it shouldn't be the police that are getting called. You guys and girls, respectfully, don't know what you're doing when it comes to snakes.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah, no.
Would you know what to do if there was a brown snake in this room?
Yeah, head in the opposite direction, straight for the door or out through the window, whether it's open or closed.
Goodness me. Police Inspector Glenn Smith, we love your work each and every week, and you have something else for us. Two things, yes.
So just a shout-out. We've welcome today. We've got two brand-new probationary constables starting at 8 o'clock this morning, Adriana Pasquetti and, hope I pronounce this right, Kieran Goff. So they'll be meeting with our...
That is great news. Two new cops in the Griffith Station, is that...?
Yes. So both of them will start there for their initial 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I think one of them may be going to West Wylong.
Fantastic. And they are very, very fresh out of the Goulburn Academy.
They are. They would have passed out there last Friday, so...
Straight into it.
Yep. Oh, they got a day off yesterday, which I thought was very kind.
Well, if you had your way, they would have been straight to work yesterday.
On Saturday morning.
It's from Friday night.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Exactly. Straight into it.
All jokes aside, it is good to have some, see some new police faces in our region, that is for sure. Speaking of jokes.
I do have a joke, and let's see how Damon rates this one.
I know what it's going to be already.
I hope I get more than one out of zero. Why are policemen so musical?
Why are policemen so musical? Well, I know you're not musical, Inspector, but anyway, let's go with the joke. Why?
They're always on the beat.
Boom, boom. We love your work, mate. See you next week.
Thanks, mate.
20 past 7.
Waking up in Leeton with Matt Collins for breakfast on 963 Triple M. The Rush.
A listener exclusive.